This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Feeling randy with a belly full of poison candy. Call her Kilday.
I didn't even notice.
Why are you randy, though?
Yeah, don't
why
be that randy
with that much diarrhea?
Because it rhymed with candy.
I didn't notice the huge hot on.
Surprising amount of Austin Powers references for this 2022 podcast.
Shagadelic.
Honestly, I think I only ever saw the first one. I don't know much about it.
That makes sense. And then, of course, we've got Emily Axford.
Ready to get ready of that bitty litty calliope betcha.
I'm just kidding, everyone. I'm not going to kill a kid.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just
randy.
Kidding.
Are you randy,
okay?
though?
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Feeling dismayed, about to go wild because I was just betrayed by a child. It's Saul Bufo, and I am mid-level randy, just to clarify.
I'm always pretty randy.
Everyone's randy. I was going to say, let's remind everyone why, but there's no reason for anyone to be randy. There's no reason at all.
We're horny for combat.
Yep. Okay.
There you go.
That works. Why don't I go ahead and give us a little recap?
Horny for that as well.
So last time, you all commandeered an airship for Mob Goblin by knocking out the mostly inept Ezri guards on board. You then landed the ship in the water and sent the crew off on dinghies, with Saul passing on a message that the Lightkeepers had sent them. As you flew the stolen ship to the secret meeting spot, Callie investigated the ship's ledger and discovered that frequent deliveries were being made to someone in Irondeep named Gromdahl Bronzebeard, a relative of the Queen. Duck Team set to cracking open all the shipping containers and discovered potions and weapons hidden beneath the mothership monomules. You arrived at the secret docks, where Grem begrudgingly took you back to camp after you performed an impromptu musical. There, you spoke to Krugen about the strange shipments to Irondeep and theorized that Mothership could be helping to fund some kind of coup against the Queen. Krugen confirmed that Queen Jaina was at odds with the rest of her family and wrestled with his own connections to the Bronzebeards and similar crime families. With memory of his estranged wife and daughter fresh in his mind, Krugen left for Irondeep to try to set things right there, with hopes that you'll all meet up again. Meanwhile, there was an intruder caught in the camp, a young bullywug named Liddy. She was caught sneaking around the outskirts, and a guard voiced his concern that she could tell others about the secret camp if she were let go.
We should have listened.
Perhaps. She insisted that she just wanted food for the fellow kids at the water park, and you agreed to escort her there. Along the way, you began to suspect that she was working under someone else's orders, and you eventually got her to confess. However, she lied about an ambush and used your trust to run ahead. Only Saul was able to keep up, and he was able to catch her just as she jumped out of the sewer and into the arms of Sister Rosaline.
Oh,
the leader. The leader of the Lightkeepers. Rosaline, with two fellow cultists by her side, were waiting for Liddy to return, but Saul managed to surprise them just about as much as they've surprised him. And that's where we are now. So, Saul,
right.
This doesn't look like an ambush. It doesn't look like anyone was supposed to follow Liddy. So, like I just said, they're just as surprised as you are. Sister Rosaline kind of stumbles back and goes for her weapon as she's got two other cultists with her. And she goes, "Get him! Get that frog!" And Liddy cheers and goes, "Yes! Get him! Send him back to Theala!"
"I'm not going anywhere. Can I act?"
That is your turn.
Okay, great. Well, I don't know this Theala, but she does not sound like a very fun time.
Cool. So I am going to activate my gauntlets. I think it's been enough time that those have lapsed.
Yes,
so so this is going to be a dex save for everyone within 10 feet as the blast of energy emerges.
Sweet.
And I'll also go ahead and use my once a day thunder wave.
Oh shit. Okay.
Just to try and do maximum damage on these folks.
All right. So let's go ahead and settle the gauntlets first. So you jump up, you Iron Man smash down. Just enough time passes for you to realize you've been betrayed. You turn and see Liddy join Sister Rosaline, but you pound your fists down, spectral fists. There's an explosion. The cultists try to shield Sister Rosaline. First one gets a 6, fails.
Yes.
Second one gets an 18, which passes.
All right.
So you see one bravely jumps in front of Sister Rosaline. "Thank you, my child." The other one kind of ducks out of the way. What are you doing? So go ahead and roll your damage for that first. Let's settle that.
2d6.
Great.
Ooh, 10 damage there.
You fully toast the one dude, the one who jumps in front of Sister Rosaline. "I'm willing to die for the cause."
"You stand against the Iron Frog of Ezri."
You just blow up his face with a spectral gauntlet. And Sister Rosaline actually still needs to do a dex save.
Cool.
That dude doesn't actually get to block for her. She gets a 5, so she's going to take the 10 damage as well.
Nice.
I still got some runoff.
Don't call it that.
Yes. She's just covered in the blood
There's a child here.
Of one of her followers.
Cool. And then, so that's a bonus action.
Sweet.
And then for my action, I will go ahead and use my once-a-day Thunder Wave.
Okay. And that one is a con save, right?
Yes.
Okay. One cultist who did a cartwheel and got out of the way. Hup. Is gonna do a con save.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow, this dude really wants to live. That's a 16.
16. Ah, that just passes.
Okay. Are you not willing to die for the cause?
Probably still take half damage, though, with Thunder Wave.
Oh, they do still take half damage on Thunder Waves. So still is gonna take it. Then Sister Rosaline rolls. Sister Rosaline gets a 15.
If she gets the number, she passes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So then that is both of them take half. So I'll say this dude jumps in front and sort of takes half of the hit for her. I'm willing to get hurt for the cause.
You got to talk to your guys.
Apparently.
Yeah. The number one cultist you've got is this little frog girl. She's like really all in.
I'm completely in.
Okay. So it's going to be just 5 points of thunder damage.
Okay, so they'll take 3. We'll round it up.
Yeah.
This one cultist looks a little hurt.
Okay.
Sister Rosaline looks pretty healthy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
After Saul's turn, that is the cultist's turn. One of them is dead and twitching on the ground. The other one is going to charge forward. "I'm willing to do anything for the cause except for die!"
That's healthy!
Is going to stab into you. Misses, just is not willing to put himself fully in harm's way, so does not fully commit to stabbing you.
Oh, did, was that a stage thrust?
I'm putting one arm up so I can kind of block, so I can you stab only stabbing the arm. Again, I'm very willing to get hurt.
You wrote "help me" on your hand.
Get me out of here, man.
Okay.
After that cultist, that is Calder's turn. So you guys are in an interesting position because these guys ran way far ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
We're still picking up initiative from last episode. So Callie had already gone. She collapsed the tunnel. They were able to get about 4 rounds ahead of you. So they are 120 feet ahead of you, Calder. So
okay.
If you have any way to speed up any kind of actions. Actually, you know what? Albin is next in the initiative order. You see, as you guys are all rushing, you're following the footsteps of Saul and Liddy, but they're faster than you guys. Albin turns to you guys and goes, I can cast haste on one of you and double your speed.
Cast it on Calder.
Okay.
Don't do it to tell me that I owe you one.
Ace, hey, Enchanticus, you owe me one. and cast what? Haste on you, Calder. You feel a rush as your body begins to speed up and your heart begins to beat very quickly. You don't know if that's because of the haste or because now you know that you owe Albin a favor and okay. He's going to hold it over you.
Callie, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out.
Channel it into movement.
Make good use of it.
Calder nods and charges forward.
You know he's going to hold this over you for fucking years.
I have to concentrate on this really hard. It's one of my only third level spells of the day. Oh, so God. Just, you know, no pressure, but
don't ham it up.
Your heart just beating so fast.
Fuck.
Sweet. Yeah. Calder, you charge. Actually, if you use a dash action, you can get 120 feet. So you can pop right out.
Okay. Hello.
Calder just goes so fast. You glide up. You literally, no hands, climb the ladder up to the manhole cover. And you,
all feet.
Saul has already punched through one guy's head. You see Sister Rosaline looks. She sees you. And she starts to sort of stumble back and looks at Liddy and goes, it's just you and I, Liddy. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for each other. Remember the mission. We need to find the hideout.
You don't have to be on a losing side, Liddy.
You see the other cultist goes, what about me? I'm surely gonna live.
Yeah, you're allowed to run away.
Yeah, just go, man.
I know I'm not there, but could one of you please ask that other cultist's name?
I didn't catch your name, by the way.
It's just Darren.
Save Darren!
I shout from Darren,
I'm Calder. That's Callie.
Calder, do you want to do anything else with your turn?
You know what? I am going to step forward towards Sister Rosaline, and I will action surge.
Oh,
And I'll take two attacks with the greatsword.
Sick. You actually have three attacks because of haste.
Albin, I think I do owe you one.
Albin's down in the sewers.
We can't hear you.
Thanks, Calder.
God damn, I whispered that.
I can't really hear you. Can you project? You're really whispering.
I whispered that so he wouldn't hear me.
Oh, did he cast haste on you? Oh, what are you going to get him, man?
Right. Probably when I least expect it, he'll call in favor. 17 on the first attack.
That is going to hit.
All right. A dirty 20 on the second.
Ooh.
And a 22 on the third.
Jesus. Yeah, just you pop right out of the sewer, hit Sister Rosaline with three quick attacks. Liddy, Darren, protect me.
I'm just rubbing Darren's back, being like, so what do you really want to do, man?
Well, I was just kind of trying to figure out where I belong here. I thought about Mob Goblin for a little bit, ended up going to the Lightkeepers, I feel like I'm getting kind of a raw deal here.
Stop talking to them. Listen, I understand you get wrapped up in some conflict or some organization that you're not 100% committed to. You got to find some real friends.
I'm going to give you my damage, and on the off chance, I kill Sister Rosalie, and I just want to be certain that we're not going to cleave towards Darren.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Save Darren.
38 damage.
38 damage. Okay. Sister Rosaline is still alive, but great. You have great. Hurt her. She was was feeling a little bit confident when just Saul popped up. As soon as he's got some backup, she starts kind of stumbling backwards. She is going to turn to her two remaining followers. Darren, finish them off. Looks at
you don't want to do that,
Calder.
Darren.
Looks at Saul.
The only thing you have to finish is finding yourself.
He looks conflicted. She looks at Liddy and goes, Liddy, I want you to run and go get help. Tell everyone you can about what you saw, where the camp is, where I am. Get more people.
Oh.
You see Liddy nods and goes, yes, mother. Sister Rosaline, man, she doesn't want to get hit again.
Mm.
But I think she has no choice. She wants to do a dash action, so she's going to take an attack from Calder.
Mm. Okay. It would have been a crit if I were a hard one. That's a 19, becomes a 27.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that still hits. So she rolls back really pathetically. You just slash her super hard in the back as she gets up. Ah!
Is that the person you want to follow, Darren?
Not especially, but...
I like that we've given up on Liddy.
We've got sort of a...
Liddy's a lost cause. Right.
Darren came around right. And...
Darren has a child's yearning.
16 damage.
I can feel it.
16 damage. That messes her right up. Okay. She has run off 60 feet. You see she runs Whoa. Into some like nearby alleys, and you hear her yelling, "Children of the light, new chosen, flock to me!" and she's going to make a essentially like a persuasion check, like a charisma check slash luck check to see if there's any other guys around. You can assume that there's probably people waiting at other sewer covers and stuff for kids like Liddy to come back. That is a success. You do see one other cultist jams up the alleyway that she has run into. So about 60 feet away from you, you've got this cultist there. Sister Rosaline is running away through there. After Sister Rosaline's turn, that is Liddy's turn. You see Liddy is going to run off in the other direction. She gets 90 feet.
Whoa.
And Saul, you know that she's running in the direction of the water park.
Oh gosh. Okay. And is that her turn?
That is her turn. And then that is back up to Callie's turn.
Okay. Nice.
So Callie... as you take
so
your...
just give me the numbers. How far away am I?
You're 120 feet away.
Great. So my spells only go 60 feet.
Great. Yeah, you're in the sewers anyway. But Callie, as you take your movement, go ahead and give me a perception check.
21.
You guys are following Liddy and Saul's footprints, and as you round a corner, you do see in the distance the open manhole where you can assume they jumped out of. But before you get there with that perception check, you glimpse someone who was about to enter the same tunnel from like a different path, but sees you and doubles back down a different one. You just hear a little, "Oh shit." did you say, "Oh shit"?
Yeah. Can I jump up to wherever this is or?
Yeah, it's just a different tunnel.
So I'll just go down this tunnel.
You rush down a different tunnel into the sewer and you see that there is a little rat kid with a vest and a little newsboy cap looks over their shoulder as you're chasing them, goes like, "Oh shit, fuck.
Wait, I just want to talk."
They run and they get themselves into a corner and they don't have anywhere to go. You see, they look back at you. They look and try to see if they could scramble up somewhere.
I sheath my umbrella. I say, "Put your claws away."
Okay, put the umbrella away.
Okay, I know. It's a very dangerous looking umbrella, but I'm putting it away.
Okay.
In fact, I can even use it to protect you from the rain. Not that it's raining, but actually I can make it rain.
There's
not
a little
important.
Bit of shit down here that kind of comes off the walls and stuff.
Yes, okay. I will use the umbrella to shield him from the shit that sporadically falls.
Much appreciated.
I'm sorry, are you Liddy's friend?
We come from the same place. We're both from the water park.
Are you trying to find...
the camp? Yeah.
Well, you're not going to find it is the problem.
Right. And I didn't want to find it, but the lightkeepers, they came to the water park, and they said that all the big kids had to go out and search the sewers and try to find the camp, and then we would get, you know, food and a little bit of money, and all the little kids stay at the water park. So they kind of got our younger siblings out there and everything. So I'm kind of here under duress. Liddy seems a little bit more into it.
Yeah, she has a zealotry to her.
Yeah, I think,
but
you know,
have
some...
a very cute little vest.
Thank you so much.
And a cute hat. Can I just try it on?
You
real quick?
Try on my hat? Sure. Can I try on? Can I pet your duck?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Foster, be nice.
Starts getting the red eyes.
No.
Holy shit!
No.
Don't say dragon near him. The voices carry in the caves.
Okay. Well, I mean, can we escort you back to the water park or something? Or like,
yeah,
because
I mean,
you don't want to do.
I heard you guys were the ones that fucked up the lightkeepers in the first place. That's why they're so pissed off.
Yeah, that's right. Keep that rumor spreading.
Yeah, you see Albin runs down. He's a little bit behind you. He hears the whole thing and he goes like, "All right, what is your name?"
Oh.
tips their hat and goes, "My name's Tully. Nice to meet you."
Tully, I'm Callie. This is Albie.
Albin, the boy wizard. You may have heard of me. Nope, no idea. Of course.
Not many bookstores out here.
Tully, why don't you come with us? We've got to get a hold of our friends, and then you can come back with us to the camp and get something to eat. Tully goes, "Sounds pretty damn good to me."
Nice.
That is back to Saul.
The first thing Saul does is hand a TGI Skyday's gift card to Calder and says, "You're going to want to give this to Albin. That's going to be your first step towards repaying him for the haste spell. But this is going to be like the first of many favors. Like, you're really going to need, he's going to need a whole day with you, basically, is what's going to happen.
That makes sense. But, you know, I also really like onion rings. So I could hang on to this for me.
It's your choice. It's your funeral. It's your...
I choose the onion rings for me then.
You see Darren licks his lips.
You can come, Darren.
Wow, really? Looks back at Sister Rosaline running away.
So yeah, Saul does that and then bolts after Liddy to try and catch her.
Rad. Do you have a way to get 90 feet?
If I do a dash action, my speed with unarmored movement is 45.
Sick.
So yeah, I can get 90 feet exactly. I say, Liddy, why can't you be more like your brother Darren?
Hey, are you brother and sister?
We're all brothers and sisters right in the under light. The light, mm-hmm. Of course.
I forget I asked.
I don't know how your whispers carry so far.
Yeah, acoustics are weird.
I'll say you're chasing after her. Mm-hmm. She is going to go ahead and yell and see if she can get anybody to come help. Brother, sisters of the light, help!
Hey. Can I try and cover her mouth?
Sure. Go ahead and give me a contested. I'll do your athletics or sleight of hand versus her acrobatics.
I'm going to try and do it like when a kid is having a tantrum at the mall.
Okay. She got a 19.
Oh, shout out to the two crew.
She slips out.
Okay.
I'm not a kid. Somebody help!
Okay.
She does. You do see another cultist pops up and begins running towards you guys. Okay. That is the cultist's turn. The one that just popped out near Liddy is going to run over and try to grapple Saul.
Mm.
So contested athletics checks. Just ooh. hop, comes out and tries to tackle you.
Cool. I do have an ability called Slimy Skin.
Whoa.
Where I get advantage on athletics and dexterity checks to escape or resist being grappled.
Sick.
Cool.
Yeah, that's 16 on his end. So
I'll go with acrobatics, which is +7.
Right.
Hell yeah, that's going to be a dirty 20. A slimy 20.
Just fully tries to wrap around your legs, mm-hmm. and you slip out. Ah! And he just face plants and falls behind. The other cultist is going to, that's like in the alley between Calder and Sister Rosaline, is going to pull out a sword and prepare a reaction to attack Calder if he gets close.
Mm.
That is... Calder's turn.
Okay. I'm going to try to spear tackle Rosaline then.
Okay. Right. This dude's going to get an attack on you as you run through him.
That's fine.
That's a 12. It just goes, yeah!
Was that Darren?
Darren is also going to, as you turn, he goes, "I tricked you all along. I was willing to get hurt for the cause."
What? Darren!
And
you always said that. You said that explicitly.
I know, but I was making it seem like I might turn at some point, but I'm not going to. Swings at you, gets a 14 and misses. These guys absolutely suck ass.
I thought you were cool, Darren.
If you run for 60 feet... you're not going to have an action anymore, but you can run for 30 feet.
Even with haste, I can't do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You still have haste. You're right. So your movement is doubled. You run up. You can just get to her. You can attack her with your sword if you want.
Great. So I can take 3 attacks?
Jesus. Yeah. So she didn't even get to heal herself because she had to use her full movement to run through this alley. So she's looking around. She sees that you've just blown past this one cultist.
Look alive! He's on his way! He got past me!
You fool! You absolute fool!
That is an 18, a dirty 20, and a 12 to hit.
Jesus Christ. Two of them hit.
23. 23 damage.
She is on death's door, but is still alive.
Mm. Ooh,
fuck me.
After Calder's turn, that is back to Albin's turn. Actually, you see Tully speaks up and goes, "Do you guys want to try to take like a back way or something? I could probably get you like halfway between here and the water park or something a little faster."
That would be fantastic, yeah.
You see Tully starts leading Albin and Callie through the sewers here.
If you are going to be our tour guide, if there's like any sights that we should see, maybe we take the long route.
Yeah. That's a waterfall of shit. That's a pipe that people shit into when it comes out. That's where the flies fly down through the grates and start eating the shit. That's a pile of shit. I just shit over there before. I didn't need to do that, but I just
meeting the sculptor himself.
Yeah, that's right. I was, you know, doing it on the clock, kind of in protest.
Points it out as you guys rush through. After Albin's turn, that is Sister Rosaline's turn.
Ooh.
She is literally at 1 HP.
Fuck me.
She sees Calder towering over her and is going to hold her hands up and goes, "I don't have anything against you. I know you're just a pawn in all of this. I'm sure you want to be on the right side when the end of days comes."
Interesting argument to start the whole thing off calling me a pawn, right?
That's right. And when I say pawn, I mean the type of pawn that could go across the chessboard and become a better piece. Because this is your end of the line here, is coming on this side, and now we'll make you a bishop. A bishop! You could be a bishop!
We're not playing chess. We're in a cave and you're fucked.
She's going to go ahead, cast Hold Person on Calder to try to get him.
Whoa.
Calder, go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
That's an 18.
There we go.
18. You pass. She holds her hand up. You see for a moment, it looks like it's going to take. And because of your sort of frosty, frigid way that you carry yourself, it does look like you're frozen. And she kind of just goes, as she turns to leave, you get an opportunity attack that she does not know about.
Checkmate.
What?
I'm just going to punch her in the back of the head.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, make an attack.
That is a 22 to hit.
Hits. Calder, finisher. She has 1 HP.
Hell yeah.
Great.
No, wait. Okay, that whole pawn thing, I didn't mean it like that. It wasn't a pawn. It was a prawn, like something you eat that's
you're
juicy
calling
and
me
good.
A shrimp?
No. A big,
not that
a
little.
Jumbo shrimp. The biggest
I'm
shrimp.
Average size.
The light. Okay, Theala's not real. I don't think she's coming back. I just say that because it makes people scared. And when people are scared, they listen to you.
I want my fist to freeze into a giant ice ball as I uppercut Sister Rosaline on
yeah,
the chin.
You just blast her across the chin. You see her neck twists and there's a loud crack and she drops in, hits the ground, and a bad person is gone.
Woo!
Bravo.
After Sister Rosaline's turn, that is Liddy's turn.
Okay.
So Liddy...
The new Sister Rosaline.
The new
She's
Sister Rosaline. She does not
Rosa
know.
Rosaline.
Because they're about 200 feet apart from each other because they ran in separate directions. Liddy can't take her full dash action because you have caught up to her. So
right.
I will say you can essentially make an opportunity attack, but do it as like a grapple.
Yeah.
Like you can try to like just grab her.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and calm her down, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like she's probably a lost cause, but like I just can't let her get away. That's going to be a 15 then.
15 is going to hit her armor class. So she goes to speed up again to get past you. You're able to grab onto her ankle and you guys both crash onto the ground.
What are you doing? I have my orders. I have to listen to my orders.
You don't have to listen to anyone. You're a kid. I like grab her and like hold her with one hand and I fish something out of my pocket and it's like a little... just piece of metal with the word Saul written on it. Solemn.
Mm.
This is the only thing I had when I came to the water park. Just this word. I was abandoned and I lived most of my young life there. And I'm not sure that I feel great about the path that I chose. And I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to choose better if you want.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
That's a nat 20.
Whoa! Yeah!
You're from the water park too.
That's right.
Then you met Mother, you met Sister Rosaline.
she came around a lot. And, you know, I'll admit that I took her food and I went on patrols for her as well before Mothership came and took me. We had to do what we had to do, but I'm saying you don't have to do that anymore. There are other places you can go, and just know that you're not alone. I know what it's like to be small and just have the world trying to push you around and make you into what they want you to be, but you can rise above it.
I did think it was strange that Mother ran away when things got scary, but your friends came for you when you were in trouble. You see, she starts to calm down, and you think that a lot of it is resonating, and the fact that you also grew up in the water park is helpful, but you also get the sense that this is someone who is seeking approval from authority, so it's two things are happening, right?
Right.
Where it's like, on the one hand, you are getting through to her. On the other hand, it's like, oh, this person's giving me attention and making me feel special. And like, so, you know, that's something that can be worked out later.
Sure.
You guys are out of initiative. I'll say that these other cultists sort of run away as they see they're outnumbered and stuff. Darren fucking takes off. The one that Calder plowed through takes off. Callie and Albin come out of the sewers with this little rat kid.
I'm wearing Tilly's hat now.
We switched.
Callie, cool hat.
We switched. The duck is mine now.
That's kind of a group decision.
His name is Foster and his shit is green.
Do you have hats for everybody?
That's all you need to know.
I can't deal with green shit, you see.
Okay, swaps his back.
Puts the duck back in your hand and takes that. Appreciate it. Ah, it's all wet now. That's all right. Albin goes, how did the haste treat you?
It was very helpful, Albin, and I thank you for it.
Good. Okay, good.
Okay, that's a good start. You're going to have to like prepare like a whole picnic for him later. There's going to be a lot of steps for the thank you.
Was the thank you not sufficient?
Albin just holds his hands up and he goes, we'll fight about this later.
It's what?
Right now, we've got a real problem.
Nothing I do is ever enough.
You see, Albin gestures to Tully, this little rat kid, and goes, Tully here has warned us that the light keepers have taken over the water park and that there are quite a few children still there.
Okay, why don't you take Tully back and we'll go check out the park?
Right.
Albin nods and goes, I can take Lydia as well if she'd like to come.
Yeah, but let's keep a close eye on her.
Yeah.
Can I do like an insight check on Lydia?
Yeah.
That's really good. Oh, well, it's a 19 on the die, but it only becomes a 20.
You get the sense that Albin has the spells to deal with somebody running away if he was near them. You know what I mean? Lydia got away because you guys let her like round a corner and get like and run away.
Okay.
Albin can stop her if she runs away. But she also looks like a little bit chilled out.
Okay. Just I'll be keeping an eye because we don't want to be the reason that Mob Goblin, the entire production gets
fucked. Well, I'll go back the way that the wall was collapsed and see if I can find a way to contact anyone there.
Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, great.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Albin takes Tully and takes Liddy and begins walking towards the sewers.
Thanks, Albin. Calder owes you a spa day.
Wait, what?
I couldn't agree more. Albin leaves with the kids.
I guess we should go and try and get the jump on those light keepers, huh? Try and clear them out?
Sweet. Everybody go ahead and give me, I'll say stealth checks with advantage, because you're approaching like a big outdoor area, so it'd be, you know, harder than usual to get caught.
Yeah. I was thinking about the water park, and I realized it's probably less of like a super high-tech like water park and more of like a public playground that's
wet. it's like an old recreation center, essentially.
I picture that playground from Final Fantasy VII, but with water elements.
Love it. Got a 16.
28.
Okay. 14.
You guys sneak through all of these alleys and kind of take a back way over to this old recreation center. You see in the center of it, there is this big crumbling fake mountain with a crashed airship at the top. There is graffiti across it. Some of it is lightkeeper stuff, like Theala was right, new cataclysm, things like that. But some of it is just kids playing around, drawings and immature things and whatnot. Dicks. For sure, somebody painted some dicks up there.
That's kind of funny.
There are a bunch of emptied out pools around, as well as the wreckage of several carts that probably had, you know, concessions and things like that. Mm. Actually, everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Ooh. Shout out to the two crew.
Shout out to the two crew.
Whoa.
Ooh, two twins.
18.
Okay. Callie.
Roll again.
I'll say that, yeah. Saul, you're a little bit overwhelmed being back here. You haven't been back to this like recreation center in a long time. This is where a lot of kids hide out because it's kind of, you know, one of the safer places just because there's a lot of places to hide and things like that. You're a little overwhelmed, so you're a little distracted. Callie.
What was my excuse?
Your excuse was you're looking at Saul being distracted.
I was pointing out a very ornately drawn dick.
Yeah.
God, the pubes.
I remember Callie, the day this was drawn.
Callie, the first thing you see, about 24 dead or grievously injured lightkeepers. Some bodies not moving, others writhing on the ground. There are these cultists in dirty robes. They look fucked up.
Okay, like what kind of damage felled them?
Looks like they were cut down by swords or axes. But you also see that there are about 10 of them still standing. But they are holding their hands up in surrender. You see that Jazzler and Todd have their weapons held up to them.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I have to be honest, enemy of my enemy, right? Why would we not just sit back and let them weaken each other?
Yeah,
absolutely. No, although, definitely, we should keep our eyes peeled for Stardunk.
So, you see the team leader, Stardunk, has a transmitter device open and is speaking to a projection of Patina Glenbottle. Ma'am, Team Texian followed up promptly on the lead provided by the ship captain. However, the lightkeepers aren't working with the fugitives. And Patina goes, I'm sorry, Stardunk. Do I look like my granddaughter? Because you're talking to me like I'm a child. Of course, they aren't working with the fugitives. They gave the name lightkeepers to pin it on them, which means they don't like each other. Therefore, these fools should have some information on them. Stardunk keeps a smile and keeps nodding and goes, yes, well, we've already grilled them, ma'am. The fugitives are aligned with Mob Goblin. The Lightkeepers were sending children out to try to find their safe house, but haven't heard back yet. Bettina responds, ah, then it's the children we want to talk to. Get rid of the Lightkeepers. Bring a couple kids in for questioning.
You and Jazzler, get the kids. Todd is on cleanup.
I've got to go. My daughter and my daughter's daughter are calling. I'm a grandma. Stardunk closes the transmitter. He and Jazzler nod at each other. They each grab, you see that there's like a few kids around. They each grab one little buddy. The other arm they use to pull out these flying drones that are these like handheld devices that allow them to fly up into the air. They jump and they begin flying up into the air.
No. This is how it happens. This is how they got me. We have to stop them.
I grab Saul. They will kill us all.
No.
Todd begins walking towards the Lightkeepers, who are all hands up in surrender, going, please, please, no, we surrender, we surrender.
Todd, kill.
Okay, I'm letting that happen. Calder, I need you to throw me at... I need you to throw me at one of them.
At one of Stardunk? Or...
Or Jazzler.
Or Jazzler?
Throw me at one of the ones that's holding a kid.
Oh my god, we're gonna die. Okay.
We are not trying to finish this fight.
We're just trying to get the kids and run.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say this. Are you guys trying to do this out of view of Todd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say that as you see this all going down, as you see them going to grab their drones... You guys run up a nearby building. There's abandoned buildings nearby. You run up and get up to like a busted out window. As you see Jazzler and Stardunk begin to fly by, they each have a kid scooped.
Okay, I'm going to jump on one of them like a backpack and then use my fae step. Because I'm spring, I can have someone teleport instead of me. So I touch the kid and have him teleport over to... Calder and Saul. And I like essentially replace the kid.
So I throw
like
Callie.
An Indiana Jones but with a child.
Holy shit.
So I throw Callie and catch a child.
Yeah, but I think I'm trying to do it so that I like replace the kid.
Jesus Christ.
Just to see it, but yeah. They would probably notice, but maybe
no,
not.
That, I mean, they'll 100% notice. I'm more just like, yeah, you're sacrificing yourself. Callie jumps out, and you see, yeah, there is this little, like, rabbit folk kid that was looking quite worried, but also kind of just going along, like, was being kind of bullied by these Lightkeepers, probably told to go down in the sewers. Then all of a sudden, these other people showed up, started killing Lightkeepers, and then took over. This little rabbit folk kid is fucking terrified. So, Callie, you jump out. You, like, grab onto Stardunk and this little rabbit folk kid. And you
touch him.
Switch places. And the rabbit folk kid is thrown into Calder's arms inside this building.
And that's my bonus action. So, can I then also try and cast command on both of them and say, drop?
Okay. All right. You see, Stardunk looks down at you as you're in his arms, shocked, or in one arm. Yeah. He like kind of struggles to carry you with the drone because he had this little bunny buddy with him. You see, Jazzler still has like a little human child with her.
But I'm casting commands on both of them
to drop.
I'm telling them to drop me, but also the other kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I prepare a reaction to go below and catch somebody?
Oh, I'm already doing that as well.
I'm going to say you guys are up in that building. You guys will need to do some kind of athletic check to like jump out. What kind of save do they need to make for command?
Wisdom saving throw.
These guys have a +2 to wisdom.
Okay.
It's not their strongest stat by far. I'm going to go ahead and roll in front of the table. What do they need to beat?
15.
Okay, so 13 or higher, they pass. I'm going to roll in front of the table.
Low.
We'll start with you. We'll start with Stardunk.
Okay.
Come on.
15. Stardunk passes.
Okay.
Stardunk, he just looks more determined and squeezes your wrist. Jazzler gets a 19. Jazzler keeps on hanging on to this human child. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay. And I shout to everyone, like, it's okay if we fall, because I have feather fall.
Okay.
So get us out.
16.
10.
10.
First to act is Stardunk. Stardunk is in an interesting position because he's hanging on to a drone with one hand and he's hanging on to Callie with another hand. So for him to like whip out a sword and attack you means that you both fall. So he probably just wants to hang on to you. So he's going to go ahead and do an action to like grapple you, to essentially like wrap his legs around you and try to hang on to you. And he's going to take a movement of 30 feet with his drone, 30 feet higher with Callie. And Callie, go ahead and give me a contested athletics check.
Nat 20.
Callie, you are not grappled. You are still, he like tries to wrap his legs around you to subdue you. Stop wriggling. I need to get you back to the mothership.
How do you know? Oh, right, I'm a fugitive.
Yes, of course you. I literally was assigned to bring you back. Team Tekshin detects and protects.
Yeah, well, Team Duck fucking sucks.
Kelly, we have to work on that.
We heard that from here.
Did you say that you suck?
It was supposed to be Duck You.
You see, Stardunk is so shocked by that he fails to get you fully wrapped up. You break free of him and are just holding onto the drone separately, but he commands it to fly higher. So Callie's now 30 feet higher. I'll say you guys are about eye level with Jazzler, who has this human kid under one arm. She rolled bad on initiative. Saul, you are next.
Great. I turn to Calder and say, time for round two. And I load myself into his arm.
I pitch him sidearm at yes. Jazzler.
Frog ball special.
Sick. Go ahead and give me, I guess, an acrobatics check.
Okay, cool.
And then you can make your attacks.
17.
17 is going to pass. So you successfully get yourself into the airspace that Jazzler and her drone are occupying. The question is, are you going to make attacks? Are you going to try to grab onto the drone, or what are you
going to
do?
I also have an ability that can help me fall. So I think I'm just going to try and like softly tackle this human child out of the grasp of Jazzler.
All right. Jazzler is going to do contested athletics against
him. Okay, great. I get to use my wisdom score for athletics checks.
13 on this side.
14.
Nice. You successfully tackle the human child out of Jazzler's hands. This girl just starts screaming because she has no idea that you can save her. This frog just comes out and tackles her. The most confusing day ever. You guys both start falling, and Jazzler goes, another fugitive, teched.
I flash this girl a huge toothy grin and say, I'm the good guy.
I don't know anymore.
Cool. And then I will use slow fall, I believe is the ability, to try and do a controlled fall back down to the ground.
Sick. Yep. On you. This is just a monk thing where you just can take some damage, right? Or take no damage, essentially, right?
So with slow fall, my monk level is 6, so I can reduce it by 30 damage.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to say you guys were about 50 feet up, so it would have been 5d6. So literally, you cannot take damage, because I think the max would be 30.
Great.
Yeah. So yeah, you jump up, you tackle this girl out of Jazzler's hand, you jump down, and you land in, you do like a roll as you hit the ground, you keep your momentum going, and you safely return this girl to the earth.
Much like a duck's feathers, nothing sticks to us. And then I land on a slide and perfectly slide down.
Very cool.
You hear Jazzler go, did I hear before you guys saying that duck team sucks?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We suck you off.
Wait, what?
What?
You,
what? Is that right?
What is happening? Why are we spiraling?
Alvin's not here. We're really mucking this up.
You get down to ground level with this girl.
Okay. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie, we're going to get you to safety. Don't worry.
Can I just run away?
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
No, she has to come back with the kids.
Okay. We need to talk to you first. Is that okay?
Yeah, I could just wait down here. I just don't want to be in this fight.
That's very fair. Go to the playground and hide.
Right on.
Okay.
You see, there she runs off. You see, as she runs towards it, you hear the blood-curdling screams of the Lightkeepers as Todd begins his grim work.
I'll use my visage to speak in her mind and be like, just stay there, I'll let you know when it's safe.
You feel her acknowledge that.
There's some very funny graffiti in the jungle gym, if you want to go look at that.
Okay, so after Saul, that is Callie's turn. Callie, you are not grappled.
No.
You guys are just both hanging on to this drone together.
Can I attack the drone?
Yeah.
I want to attack the drone.
Wow, you are unstable.
Yeah.
No, I read the file on you.
I'm unstable and I suck. Spread it around.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a bunch of nuts and we suck. We suck nuts.
I have to embrace it.
What are they saying down there, Jazzler?
18 to hit.
18 hits.
I'm going to use a bardic. And then the question is, do I also have to smite to get this drone down?
Mm.
17 damage to the drone.
17 damage? Okay.
It's not fucking down?
It's not down, no. Callie, you strike this drone. There's this burst of energy as you hit it. You hear it begin sputtering and smoke comes out of it, but it still keeps flying. And Stardunk goes, you know you're up here with me, right?
Yeah, and I'm taking you down with me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm A-class, and you're just D-class. Who do you think's going to survive?
You know what? I don't define myself by a letter.
I do.
I'm sorry that you
I'm
do.
I'm A-class.
Great. I hope your label feels
Team
very nice Texan. And comfy.
After Callie's turn, that is Calder's turn.
All right.
Calder, you have Jazzler still at eye level.
Mm.
You can just jump out the window here to grab onto her. Stardunk and Callie are 30 feet up. Saul's about 50 feet down on the ground.
Okay. So I couldn't jump and attack the drone with my sword, could I?
You could do it to Jazzler's drone, but you'd need something ranged to do it to the one that Stardunk is using.
Okay. I guess I might just chuck a ice ball at that drone in the form of a catapult spell.
Yeah.
Okay. So it needs to do... It's supposed to be a dexterity saving throw, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to do it with disadvantage.
Has to beat a 15.
Fails.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Redemption for Zerk's catapult.
It's only 10 damage.
It begins sputtering and is now going to move at half speed.
Ooh.
This fucking drone has more hit points than me. Okay.
After Calder's turn, that is Jazzler's turn. Jazzler is going to... Ooh, what is Jazzler going to do?
Come after me, Jazzler.
I do have a 3 extra to my AC right now.
3 extra to your AC.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Calder's the least concerned right now, because Calder threw a snowball. Right now, her brother is fighting Callie in the sky over a drone, but Saul just grabbed the girl that she was hanging on to and let her go. So she is going to use 30 feet of movement that the drone has, get herself down 20 feet off the ground, drop, lands in like a 3-point stance, points as if the other two are there, and goes, Jazzler! And then is going to pull out her sword and make an attack on Saul.
Bring it.
Or 3 attacks on Saul.
Bring it, bring it, bring it.
17 to hit on the first one.
Misses.
Misses. Saul, you dodge out of the way. You backflip back as she swings at you. You see sparkles coming off Jazzler's sword. Jazzler!
I kick some sand in her face.
Ah! 18 on the second hit.
Misses.
Holy shit, how much AC do you have?
19.
Oh my god, good for you.
Yeah, unarmored defense plus a bangle.
22 on the last attack.
That one does hit.
Okay. She is going to go ahead and do... She does not have unstable arcane smites. She has just... regular old good arcane smites. So she gets to choose what she does with it. So you see a burst of magic energy comes out as she strikes you with this two-handed greatsword. She does 11 damage to start. The arcane smite does an additional 13 damage.
Okay.
And you see shadowy tendrils burst out of her sword and go to wrap around your neck. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Whoa. Okay.
This is the full potential of mothership. You couldn't achieve this.
I don't want this. Your sword is gross.
I can choke people with my sword.
19 on a con save.
19 passes.
Nice.
Good.
Shadowy tendril goes around your neck, but you slip out of it. That's all she's able to do that turn. Two
that's
swings,
Saul,
one
folks.
Hit. after Jazzler, that is back up to Stardunk. Stardunk is up on this drone with Callie. I guess I won't be taking you back to the mothership.
Why not?
Because I have to kill you here, I guess.
You see, he lets go of the drone while you guys are 80 feet in the air. And he's just going to take 3 hits on you as you guys are falling.
Gosh.
Okay. My AC is 21 right now.
He's falling so fast, but his hair is perfectly frozen.
Yeah, just super hard side part goes to swing at you. This is straight up anime. You guys are both like, he grabs your hand and pulls you down as you guys both fall.
I get in close and I'm like, tell me, does all that gel you wear give you a boost to your AC?
It does if you strike me directly in the head.
Actually, I will say that since you're holding on to the drone, I'll say he has to use one shove attack to get you off of it.
Okay.
Contested athletics check.
19.
Fucking 11.
Woo!
4. So one wasted attack. He has a second attack. Second attack is an 11.
11 plus 4.
Jesus Christ. He's literally just hanging on to your wrist and pulling at you. I know I'm stronger than you. I looked at the data and I can bench press and deadlift and overhead press and squat more than you. My totals are better than yours. I don't know why you're not coming down.
I'm sorry. Are you still monologizing?
I'm talking about the data. It's going to... You literally use his third attack to try to throw you off the drone with him. Jesus Christ, I rolled a 5.
17.
He's just hanging on to you.
Wow, wouldn't be the first time that a man groveled at my ankles.
Really? Because I've read that you actually are super obsessed with what he does. We did lots of research on you guys.
Do you know, maybe I was kind of retreating into... Shut up.
After Stardunk, that is Saul's turn. So you got Jazzler down here with you.
Jazzler's down here with me. I'll probably just keep engaging Jazzler. Where's Calder right now?
Calder's 50 feet above
50 feet above, up in like a tower?
Yep.
Hanging out in a building.
All right. Keep focusing on Callie's drone. I got this.
I honestly think she's got that too.
Dude just keeps pulling on Callie. We're both supposed to fall.
Keep sucking, Doug.
I know I have better statistics to you. I'm looking at them right now.
Ow. Do you have your phone out? We're in the middle of a battle. Is nothing sacred anymore?
Looking at
anymore.
A giant crystal. Look at this. Look at my combine scores versus yours. Wow.
Honestly, okay, impressive.
Okay, great. I'm a letter and a number.
We got to get his routine.
Oh, your sister's photo is your lock screen. That's weird.
There's so much gel on your screen. Gross. Okay, yeah, Saul is just going to engage Jazzler. I am out of key points. So Saul just does the Henry Cavill, like, fist pump, locks and loads his fist, and strides towards Jazzler.
I'm looking at the statistics right now. Are you out of key points?
Yeah, that's right. I suck. Cool, I'm going to take 2 attacks.
Sweet.
3 attacks, actually, with my bonus action.
Hell yeah.
17. 17. 18.
Only the 18 hits.
Hate that for me.
Jazzler blocks it twice.
Jazzler!
You see she blocks the 2, does jazz hands, and then you stab it, and then you punch her in the face for the last one.
Ah! Your teeth are so brittle.
They're perfect.
How many white strips have you used?
I use them every night, every day, 365 days a year.
That's too many times.
I've got no gums left. It's all bones.
There's not enough enamel.
That's going to be 9 damage.
Okay. After Saul, that is Callie's turn. Callie, you've got Stardunk just holding on to you on this drone.
Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to hold my attack till after Calder's turn so that Calder can jump down. I can feather fall us both to the ground while this person falls and then maybe falls prone and we both get to attack with advantage.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds kind of tight to me.
Sick. Okay, you hold your turn. Calder, that's your turn.
All you have to do is jump.
Calder shuts his eyes and jumps.
Sick. Calder, you jump down.
And as you close your eyes, you just hear the flapping of duck wings. As we float, and then this, but I don't cast Featherfall on the person who's on my
Sick.
Thing.
So you basically time it with Calder.
Yeah.
So you are 30 feet above Calder. On your turn, you let go. Calder jumps out the window as you pass. Calder, go ahead and give me an athletics check to make the connection.
Dirty 20.
Calder, you connect.
You grab onto Callie. She casts Featherfall. As the three of you are falling together, Stardunk is hanging on to you. So I'm going to go ahead and do a dex saving throw for him. He fails.
Yes. Okay.
So you guys fall, Featherfall. As you sort of slow down, it jerks him and he falls off of you. He's going to go ahead and take 5d6 of damage and then land prone.
Oh my God. We do suck.
Yeah, we suck you right back to the ground.
You suck me to the ground, you fucking weirdos. What does that even mean? You see, yeah.
With gravity.
Stardunk falls off of you and lands just from 50 feet in the air on his back on the ground. As soon as he hits the ground, he goes like, ow, looks like it's going to be a real fight today, sis. And Jazzler goes, right, bro.
And now we both get to take attacks.
You guys can take attacks while Stardunk is prone.
Calder, you first, because technically I held my action for you.
Oh, wow. Honored. Thank you. Let's see how this guy stands up to some heat. Calder is going to chug the potion of fire breathing.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so as a bonus action, the potion of fire breath. After drinking this potion, you can use a bonus action to exhale fire at a target within 30 feet of you. Target must make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw, taking 4d6 fire damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one.
It seems like
the effect ends after you exhale the fire three times, or when an hour has passed. So you just have a bonus action now where you can just blow 4d6 of fire.
Oh, hell yeah. Awesome.
So yeah, you feel the fire in your gut. Like, all of this time you've been trying to conjure fire, and now you feel like you have the ability to do it. Not in your hands, but you feel like a burning in your throat.
Okay, I burp violently.
It's all that candy.
Okay. Feels weird. I am gonna just attack with my sword then. Okay.
What was all that drinking for, though?
I was just trying to...
It seemed like you urgently drank something, and then you grabbed your throat, and now you're just attacking me with your sword? Why?
I suck. 24 to hit.
Hits Stardunk.
15 damage.
You stab down into Stardunk as he's on the ground. Go ahead and make your second attack.
Only 17 to hit.
17 misses. He rolls out of the way, even though he was prone. Nice shot. You're still going to die, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're all going
to
die someday.
We have a license to kill. After Calder, Callie can take the rest of your turn.
I'm going to charge up a Thunderous Smite. Does a 27 hit.
27 absolutely hits, yeah. Great. I'll say Stardunk rolls out of the way and does a pose, like puts one hand up under his head and goes, ha, you thought you could hit me, but you could... As you stab right into his chest.
I stab right into his mouth. Oh my God. And I have a final third level spell, so I'll use that for a smite.
Oh yeah.
And my Thunderous Smite and a Bardic Inspiration.
You guys are better than you are on paper.
Don't listen to the data.
Toilet paper, that is.
39 damage.
Nice.
Good for you. Jesus. Yeah, there's this explosion of energy as you stab down into Stardunk. After Calder's turn, that is Jazzler's turn. Jazzler is going to go ahead and take another three swings at Saul.
All right.
First attack is only a 16.
Misses.
Saul, you dodge out of the way. Second attack is a nat 20.
Okay.
So she's going to do also a controlled arcane smite. As she swings into you, you see these tendrils of shadow go to wrap around you. So she crits, and then she's going to do an extra 4d8.
Oh, God.
It's that creepy sword. What are you doing with this creepy sword?
It's the magic within me.
You should investigate that.
You should investigate the weird shit you do.
I have some very interpretive sweaters that I've made that delve deep into this subject.
I didn't realize you crochet.
Actually read a bunch of your Launchpad essays.
That's just unnecessary.
Sorry, I like to do my homework.
Which ones did you read?
Oh my God.
None of the creative writing ones, right? None of those.
All of them.
Okay.
39 damage, Saul.
Yep, okay. That's going to be it for our little frog friend.
You guys see this explosion of energy as Saul goes down.
Okay.
I got one! Just grab the other guys and we'll bring them up to the mothership and we'll wipe their brains! That is Stardunk's turn. Stardunk gets up from prone, is going to take some strikes on Callie. You got it, sis!
Wait, are you talking to me?
No, I just pointed to you in real life, but I'm pointing to Jazzler. Only a 13 hit, misses.
Misses.
Second attack, 16 hit, misses. Third attack, 18 to hit misses. Callie, yeah. Your shield been, pops up.
My,
You know, we suck, but so do you.
Saul, that's your turn. Go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
Oh, gladly, my friend. That's a 7. That'll be a fail.
That's a fail. That is Callie's turn.
Okay.
I got Saul.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to deplete my resources right now.
Oh, fuck yeah. Kick some ass.
Okay. Okay! 27 to hit.
Hits Stardunk.
I will do my final spell and my final bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
22 damage, and I think I might run.
Calder nods.
Sick. He's going to go ahead and take a
opportunity
attack against you.
Oh, I got a 3, so I'm at 21 right now.
Okay, well, I can't roll for shit on Stardunk. So I got a 12.
Hey, reverse it.
And he has all these cool arcane bursts that he can do, including one that can slow people down.
If it feels any better, I bet you have so many spell slots left over.
If you were to look at the stats, I actually should be able to beat you. I'll detect you because I'm Team Tection.
yeah, detect you later.
Sweet, you run 30 feet away.
It's about how you put it into practice.
After...
I think I run, though, like, I'm basically running to get away from him because I'm, like, this fight's over for me personally, but I don't want to be running fully away from Saul, though, in case something goes bad.
That is Calder's turn.
All right. I am going to roll over to Saul, say...
Sweet. Stardunk does not get a reaction because he already used it on...
Nice.
On Callie.
Great. Okay. I'm going to grab a potion of greater healing and say, Saul, buddy, suck on this.
You guys talk weird.
I love to suck. What? We don't talk weird, we suck weird.
Yeah, suck eggs.
Calder, are the kids okay? I don't know.
Yeah, you see, there was the rabbit kid that was like in your arms, and I'll say that he ran out of the building as soon as...
As soon as I jumped.
Yeah, as soon as you jumped. He definitely did not jump with you.
Okay, so if I've delivered this potion to Saul, I'm going to pick him up and use my action to dash.
Okay. Jazzler is going to get an opportunity attack against
you. That is fine. Okay. Calder, don't get distracted by your gleaming teeth.
I literally rolled the fucking 4.
Shield.
Yes! You don't need that. You scoop Saul and start running. You run 60 feet away.
Nice.
That is Jazzler's turn. Callie only got 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jazzler is just going to run 30 feet and go after Callie, and she looks at Stardunk and goes, we only need to get one of them. They're emotionally attached. See the way he went and scooped up the frog? If we try to kill one of them, they'll all come back. And Stardunk gives her a thumbs up and goes, great idea, sis.
God, there are so many ways to suck.
First attack against you from Jazzler is 22.
It does hit.
Okay. Second attack against you is 21.
Does hit, yeah.
Third attack against you is a 9. That's going to miss.
Yeah, okay.
So 2 successful hits, and she's going to go ahead and do an arcane smite as well.
Why not? Have fun, Murph.
Hey, thanks so much.
You have to have a good time too, man.
Yeah.
37 damage. Okay. And you see, as part of her arcane smite, weeds and grass begin to grow around your ankles and, like, grab you, and it is now difficult terrain. So you move at half speed. You see grass just begins popping up all around you, like thick mud. As you run, you feel like you're slower as she stabs into your back. After Jazzler's turn, that is Stardunk's turn. Stardunk goes, you got her started. Let me finish her off, sis. Stardunk is going to run 30 feet and go after Callie. First hit is only a 10. This dude can't roll for shit. Second one is a 22. Third one is a 26. And he's going to do an arcane smite as well.
How many people do you think you can carry, Calder?
I don't know. I'm not that big.
27 damage, Callie.
I'm down.
Callie drops. He's also going to use his arcane burst to get everyone within 30 feet of him. You see shadowy tendrils comes out of his sword and strike at you guys. Both of you guys go ahead and give me constitution saving throws.
Okay. 15
passes.
21.
21 passes. You guys both escape it.
All right.
After Stardunk's turn, that is Saul's turn.
I just realized the tendrils, they're hair gel. Oh! Disgusting. All right. So Saul is in Calder's arms. How close is Callie to Saul?
30 feet back.
Okay.
I can put you down. I can throw you.
There's only one choice.
Calder bowls Saul like a bowling ball.
As a bonus action, Saul uncorks the potion and duck style slams it into her beak.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll say, yeah, you use your movement. You get back to Callie. You give her the potion.
And for my action, I can move 45 feet in one round with my movement. Can I just pick up Callie and run?
Ooh. You're a little guy. I'm going to say go ahead and give me a strength check.
I think my gauntlets would still be up. It's been, I activated those within 10 minutes.
Okay, so you want to do an athletics check with advantage because of your gauntlets?
I believe it's not with advantage, but I do get to use my wisdom for it.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Rad.
Athletics?
Yep.
Great.
DC 20 to be able to move at full speed. Otherwise, you'll be 15 feet slower.
16.
16. Okay, you can move with 15 feet less movement.
Okay.
But you're able to scoop Callie up. You get 30 feet away from the twins. After Saul's turn, that is Callie's turn.
What did I get for health?
Oh, it's going to be 44 plus 4.
This is a dicey situation, guys.
I just rolled 4 ones.
I'll Jesus take it, though.
Christ.
I'll take it.
So that's 4 plus 4. That's going to be 8 points for you.
As long as you're up,
don't spend them all in one place.
I'm going to go ahead and dash.
Great. Okay. Wait, no, I'm carrying you.
Right.
Can you just Banjo-Kazooie this?
Can I try to carry Saul?
So you jump down. Yeah, you pop up. You grab Saul.
Saul goes in the duck pack.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check.
10.
10. Okay. I'm going to do the same rule that I gave Saul, which is it's going to be 15 feet slower. So with a full dash carrying Saul, you'll get 30 feet, another 30 feet.
I'll take it.
Okay. Great. So you guys are now 60 feet away from these nutso twins. After Callie's turn, that's Calder's turn. Calder, you are 30 feet, I'll say in a different direction away from the twins.
Mm.
They're 60 feet in a different direction.
Okay, wait, these guys are 60 feet?
I'm going to say you guys were smart enough probably to not completely stick together.
Okay.
Generous.
So you're saying I can't run and carry both of them?
Okay.
Intersecting?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Saul ran.
I love you for being down with this.
Yeah, no, I'm down with it. Okay. So what I'm getting at is that these guys are not going to capture one of you. They're probably going to have to kill all of you.
Right.
Or
right,
you're
right,
all going to escape, and I feel that. So, Calder, so what happened is they are 60 feet away from the twins right now. You were 30 feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So they essentially swapped back and forth carrying each other, getting 30 feet past you. You can get 30 feet to them with your movement, and then if you want to take a dash action, I'll let you do an athletics check to try to scoop them and take them another 30 feet.
Do we just like zigzag away from each other and back towards each other?
So what I would like to do is create an ice skating rink and cast Expeditious Retreat. Which allows me to use a full dash as a bonus action, including the turn where I cast it.
Fuck yeah.
I have never, in an actual play, we've never gotten to use Expeditious Retreat.
Yeah.
This is a great time to use Expeditious Retreat. Jesus Christ.
Well, let's hope I
So you use a bonus action to cast this spell.
Mm-hmm.
That's 60 feet of movement already baked into the spell.
Yeah.
And then you can use an additional 30 feet of movement just as an action dashing. So you can do 90 feet of movement.
Is that what it is? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So go ahead and give me an athletics check to grab Saul and Callie.
21.
There we go.
21. Okay. Past DC 20, I'm going to say that you can do it without restrictions to your movement.
You know what happens? I grow just ice. Wait, what are they called?
Icicles?
Ice picks?
No. Oh my God.
Snowshoes.
Skates?
Yeah, skates. Ice skates.
Leave that in.
I grow ice skates
and I want to just skate out.
Sick. Yeah, you throw down, I'll say your expeditious retreat essentially looks like you throwing down a bunch of ice, and you begin sliding down it super fast. This feels just like home when you would like run and chase after your siblings and things like that. You scoop up Callie and Saul, you keep going, and you guys at this point are 90 feet away from these dudes.
As you carry us, I like look from under your arm, and I'm like, this has got to make you feel pretty big, right? What you're doing right now.
I mean, you guys are doing all the hard work. You're hanging on really
hard. That's true. Right? That's true, actually. I'm putting a lot of core into this. You're right. I'm big.
Calder, your stomach is so warm. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Calder burps fire. I never got to use it.
Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
It doesn't feel right.
That's okay. Cozy on me.
Seems like what saved us was the ice, not the fire.
Shit, Callie, you're right.
After Calder's turn, that is Jazzler's turn. Mm-hmm. She's going to take a dash action, move 60 feet, and then she has essentially an arcane surge that she does. You see she pulls out her sword. You see magic surging through her body, and she appears right behind you guys, but that is her whole turn.
Huh?
Mm. All right.
So they look like they can keep up with you guys.
Oh,
but they can't attack you. How long does this expeditious retreat last?
A minute, right?
Is it a okay? Minute? That's like six rounds.
10 minutes.
Oh my god! So you can keep this going.
I actually can keep skating.
Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks.
We are all greasy in our own way.
22.
Not as good as 22.
Okay.
A freezy 20.
Calder, I'll say as you guys are racing along the ice here, as you're kind of getting ahead of them, they keep running after you. They're a little bit slower, a little bit less sure-footed in the ice. Nice. But they are doing these like arcane surges and catching up to you. But you see that they are getting tired from it. Like it looks like it is taking something out of them. And you get the sense that they're using spell slots, essentially. Wow. And if you have 10 minutes
desperate
of
much.
This... it would be very difficult for them to catch up to you.
So I'm just skating in circles.
I'll say you're running with two people on you. I'll say go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Ooh. Okay. 18.
18. Okay. I'll say that passes. So your cardio is up enough that you run and you run and you run and you see Jazzler and Stardunk are right on your tail. They keep essentially misty stepping back and forth. Poof, Jazzler's right behind you. You run out of range of her. Poof, Stardunk's right behind you. You run out of range of him. Poof, Jazzler's right behind you. They're just on. You feel their breath on your neck as you run and you run and you run. And eventually as your lungs burn and you feel like you can't possibly run any further, you slide around a corner and look behind you and see that they are no longer pursuing you. And that's where we'll end our session.
Was a juicy one.
Close one.
That was a very full Capri Sun pouch.
A chase and a run. The duality of D&D. Sweet guys, thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to us talk about this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Yes. Yes. Always. We've got 4 upcoming live shows.
Oh, yes, we do.
Very exciting times. We're going to Dublin. We're going to London. We're going to Manchester. We're going to Edinburgh in May. So head on over to nadpod.com/live and come to every single one and bring all your friends. If you
yes,
can.
That's right. Dublin is on May 11th. London is on May 12th. Manchester is on May 13th. And Edinburgh is May 14th.
Yeah. We got fun stuff planned for all those shows too. I'm very excited.
Yes.
I have some little shout outs because sometimes people send something to the PO box and it's and they send it to me, so I just wanted to shout them out because, you know, there's always a delay between when Calder receives it and we get to see it. So I wanted to shout out Ellen, who sent me an Edward Gorey postcard and a possum fanny pack that was from their local library and a pin. I love them. Mm-hmm. Rachel sent all of us an assortment of beef jerkies in honor of the beef of the week. And Bliss Crick Miss sent me a crown. Murph has seen me wear it.
Oh, yes. You were wearing the crown the other day. You created a monster.
It is really, really crazy. I'm
everyone should consider wearing a crown sometime. Yeah. It feels amazing. I've never worn one before.
Royalty's onto something.
And Noah J sent me a hand-painted mini of like this sick druidic woman with this weird pig owl companion.
Ooh.
And a very personal note that made me tear up. So thank you very much for those, to those things that I saw.
Oh, thank you so much. I would love to just keep the P.O. Box train rolling.
Perfect.
With some other plugs and shout outs.
Also, final thing is Noah JB is their Instagram, and they have the cutest tuxedo cat. Okay, bye.
I think Noah J also sent us the Choose Your Own Animorph book.
Oh, yes.
Huge.
What have you done?
It's called Alternamorphs. Thank you for feeding us, Noah. Thank you for keeping our bellies full of potential content for the pod. You are a true hero. Bryant sent us the first two issues of a manga called Frieren, Beyond the Journey's End. Thank you, Bryant, for sending me manga to read. You were also feeding me. I am full. I have to go to bed now. Jeff S. sent us a bunch of cool funky dice and some Witcher 3 socks. Some of them have liquid in them. Yeah, some really cool dice. Alex W. sent a blanket that they knitted inspired by the Blue Crew, aka Duck Team.
Oh, my cats love it.
Oh, yeah. It's a small little blanket, but that's honestly perfect because Calder, Saul, and Callie are all pretty small. So.
Yeah.
JT, aka at Player2's Tabletop Tavern, sent us some beautiful handcrafted dice trays. I did some practice rolls on them, and the sound is delightful. It's
gorgeous.
Just that perfect plink of plastic on wood. You can't
gorgeous.
Beat it. Thank you, JT. Let's see. Keith K. sent us another load of anime DVDs. Someone sent us the Power Rangers role-playing game. Just another one from the library.
Brad.
Yeah. Perfect for Team Tekken.
I put it up in our bookshelf, and it looks distinguished.
Alana D, a.k.a. at Alana_Danielle, sent us a literal pair of knitted finger condoms inspired by our short rest conversation.
Which, to knit something so small and conical is an achievement.
Truly, yeah. It's, way to go. It really looks like you just like cut the wrist part out of a glove.
Yeah.
They're like really well done.
I'll be wearing them in Edinburgh.
Yeah, perfect for when my fingers are cold and I don't want to look at my phone.
But I've written notes on my hand and I need to
exactly.
remember them.
Giancarlo D. From milkandhoneycomics.com sent a bunch of the comic anthologies they produce. I love a good comics anthology, so I'm excited to jump in on those. Let's see. And then, Hilly sent us a bunch of Australian calendars and postcards to persuade us to do a show there. No further persuasion required.
We'll work on our own calendar to sell when we get there, too.
So that's all the P.O. Box stuff for now. Thank you also so much for sending stuff in. We really appreciate it. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. Also, come to our live shows, natpod.com.
Sweet, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use. At C.H. Murph is me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at EAxford is Emily, and at Jake Words is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
Well, 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 it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Jill and Tucker, who want to help Jake move out, thank you, Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D., Danny P., Michael Mick D., Vincent W., Miss Tur Cole, Victor T., Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic Person, Andrew B, Justin I, Ragnar Ferdwin, TJM, Elena M, Trele the Cray Fay, Jared E, Christopher B, Damiel R, Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Filbert the Therapy Duck, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Taylor S, Sir Carl, Jory S, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, Thaddeus Thunderous Turtle, Samuel B, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, Colton B, the front half of a horse costume, Adam G, Tyler F, Knee Badger, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, Captain Sigil, Diana, CC, Lulu, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R., Crocaholic, Lucas B., Rayco, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold, Come, can't Stop Me, hashtag Can't Stop Me, yes, no, I cannot, New York, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Stephen C., Michael M., Mike K., Lady Taco, Joy T., Nara, Jake L., Nick W., Brave the Badger, Esme M., Mutton the Mad Druid, a has-been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorphed sheep for 3 weeks, Foster the Original Boneless Duck, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Giant Monsters on the Horizon, Burley T, Percival Frederickstein von Muscle, Klawowski, DiRollo the Third, Christian A, Olivia K, J Dragonborn, Joe Rowe the Inapropo, Liam D, the Sandrian, Ben A, Feldonis, John the Third, Dave H, Vivian Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Rebecca G, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookfar's Assistant, Izzy F, The Time Walker, Blair the Bug Blair, Bar Blarian, Cat C, Kelsey J, Pork Chop, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Valacy Raptor, Minette the Magnificent, Magikarp, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Amber W, Joshua D, Ryan S, The Bone Duster, The Charming Fluff, Robert Crisp, M.E. Johnson, Master Brentley, Telekitty Creations, The Official NADPOD, and my personal favorite illustrator, Ploops, Carly A, Addie K, Lori P, hashtag End Calder's Cult Come, hashtag Rise Against the Snowy Spunk. What the fuck is going on? Spam Gaming, The Submarine Sailor Who Saw the Eagle, Grant L, Connor Savage, Christopher J, Pebblepop, Forget the Free, Jake Plug, See NADPOD Live, Dublin, May 11th, London, May 12th, thank you for that, Leviathan, Biocourt 7, Remington CD, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T, Jack H, King of the Mole City Under Iron Deep, Ananomandaris, Dragon Purek, Lord of Moonspawn, and Knight of High House Dark. Hell yeah. Garble the Moist, Juicy Kiwi, the Juiciest Juicy Rat, Murph, please bring back the Juicy Rat, sincerely the Juiciest Kiwi Rat of all, Champ Wild, Valen Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C, Louis is your dad, always the dad, never the DM, Armadon the Only, Emily S, Harry C, Noah the Bagel of all things, Estelle, Iowa Theagier, Conflicted DM, Justin LB, Tori Lee, Skirmisher, Dandy END, Bunny, hashtag Claudius did nothing wrong, hashtag Frog Pal sucks, Marcos P, Pup Kalish learns the balanced druid, Dakota JP, Pagos, the self-proclaimed Fae Prince, Katrin, the great one, the statistics patron, wow, cool friggin' rhyme scheme, Tracy P, the Crick Elf librarian, Friar Frizzet, Andy E, Holly Hyena, Anthony A, Kristen Z, Leah C, Paige H, Ryan Urfey fully supports Calder's Cold Come, hashtag CCC for life, something's happening, Kristen with a K, Cal just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes the whole thing, yes every time, Neos the novice monster hunter, my new best friend Simon who's trapped in a dreamland, his loving hugs are what really restore my HP and spell slots, Lorelei Frost, Morgan M, Sticker, Sous Chef to the Centaur Chef, Saute Panhandler of the Crooked Panhandle trademark, damn that's too bad, I'd love to steal that, Stephen E, Mr. Adams, Meg the Mail Carrier of Bohemia, James F, Jimmy A, Hi Man, yeah that's me, Cappin Cappy, M4L, the Dragon Ambassador, Wayfarer, Inventor of the SS Storm, Bjorn, Andrew B, Dalton B, Cope Fresh, Barpo, Good Barrel, Bard, Barian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Tari rhymes with Jabari, Welshlander, Garrett G, One Big Curd, Eric M, Mr. D, Tommy K, Nola, John P, Mr. Sillyhead, Monster Captain Renee S, Cameron C, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Daniel V H, Olivia the Enchanting Bard who will totally be making money off the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go all-stops show, Blue Slade, Michaela R, Albin's Alabaster Aftermath, hashtag worth 200, Solemn Sticky Sauce, hashtag CCC Double Down, Calliope's Cumulo Cum Blast, hashtag CCC Forever, what? Riley S., Sir Sig 93, Fico, Melvin the Mountain, sorry, Melvin the Moonton, and Angry Wheat. Thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.